Welcome to the second half of Shabbos, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 18, Mishnah 1. We saw in the beginning of the Mishnah that even though a person is allowed to move things on Shabbos, however, if it's a tircha, if it's a lot of work, that is prohibited unless one is doing it for a mitzvah. And then the Mishnah got into the fact that Mifan and Truma Tahora, a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, may move even regular Truma, which he himself cannot eat on Shabbos, but since it's fit for a Kohen, for a priest, for a Kohen, it is permitted for him to move it. Udmai, we saw also that if a person purchases grain from a Am Haaretz, an ignorant person, who we're not sure if he separated the appropriate mice, the appropriate tithes, and the law is that you need to separate in order to eat it, on Shabbos one may actually move it, even though it may not be fit for the Baal HaBayis, for the actual owner himself, the fellow who's using it, but it could be given to the poor people, because a poor person is allowed to eat demai. Continues the Mishnah of Maaser Rishon Shenitla Trumaso. In Maaser Rishon, the Truma was separated. So the way it works is like this. A guy's a farmer. He right away separates 1/50th for Truma, 1/10th for Maaser. The Truma goes to the Kohen. The Maaser goes to the Levi. And then the Levi has to go and give a percentage of his Maaser to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Maaser. So this is talking about a case where a person had Maaser Rishon that Trumas Maaser was separated from, but it was never separated Truma Gedola. That means to say that the Levi got his percentage before anyone separated anything for Truma for the Kohen. Yet the Levi did give Trumas Maaser. So halacha is that the Levi in this situation does not have to separate Truma Gedola, and therefore, since he's permitted to eat it, he's allowed to carry it on Shabbos. O Maaser Sheni v'Hekdesh Niftu, and Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh Niftu. After one separates Truma, the initial thing that goes to the Kohen, Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, there's Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is a percentage that one must bring up to Yerushalayim and eat that crop in Yerushalayim. Now, if a person has thousands and thousands of fruits or whatever he's separating and he can't bring it up to Yerushalayim, he could be Podet. That means to say, he can redeem it and the holiness, the Kedusha that's on the Maaser Sheni gets transferred onto the money itself. We say a similar thing by Hekdesh. If, let's say, someone donates an object to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple, and then he wants to redeem it, to be podet, so there's also the Kedusha that was on the object could be transferred onto money. So a person is permitted to be podet, fruits of Maaser Sheni, and bring up the money to Yerushalayim, and those fruits now don't have Kedusha, they can be eaten anywhere. And the same thing is with Hekdesh, with the money that one is podet, one redeems. However, the law is that when one does redeem his own Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh, he has to add 1/5 more than the actual value. So the Mishnah says that if, let's say, the owner separated Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh and did not add that fifth still does not stop him from being able to eat it, and therefore he's allowed to move it on Shabbos. The Hatormas Hayavesh, some type of bean, even though it's bitter, says the Mishnah, and it's hard, you're still permitted to move it on Shabbos, because that's what poor people eat. But on Shabbos, it's prohibited to move tevel. Tevel is crops that when nothing was separated from, no truma, no maaser, and that's not even allowed to eat them by a kohen. V'lo maaser rishon shel nitra truma. So, and similarly, or even definitely, by maaser rishon, if no one did not separate trumas maaser from it, so maaser rishon, we said before, goes to the Levi, and the trumas maaser goes to the Kohen, the Levi gives it to the Kohen. So in that situation, if the Levi did not separate Trumas Maaser, it's prohibited to be eaten and it's considered Tevel, and therefore it's Mukta on Shabbos. Veloz Maaser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shel Niftu. Similarly, Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh, which we talked about before, if they were not properly redeemed, the halacha is they cannot be used, and therefore they're Mukta on Shabbos. Veloz Aluf. Similarly, a person cannot move a certain type of onion called a luf, a mustard seed, because those are not fit to be eaten, not for human consumption, not for an animal's consumption, so therefore they're mukta on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel, matir baluf, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that this particular type of onion, may move neshu machal orvin, because the wealthy people used to have pets, which were crows and all kinds of different things, and they would feed that to their pets, and therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to use it. Now, even though you may not be a wealthy person, but he has this cloud, this rule that we had previously in the Mishnah, that Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, all Jews are considered sons of kings. But the Tanakhama holds, since it's not frequent, it's not common, it's considered muktzah, and it's prohibited to be carried on Shabbos. Wishing you a beautiful day.